go to everydaynovelist.com/support to join the madness.
Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of nearly 30 books, more than 30 short stories, and numerous articles and scripts and essays, coming to you from up in the crow's nest with my spyglass on this daily voyage through the dicey waters of business, craft, learning, and art in the writing life.
Welcome to The Questions, episode 775.
Today we hear from Melissa, who asks,
Story types. I really love Nathan Lowell's stories, and I think those are what I tend to write, but I'm getting some feedback about not having enough drama in my pivot scenes. Is there a name for what Nathan does, or a structure? I don't always need pulse pounding in my stories.
Weirdly, yesterday I was listening to a lecture by Neil Gaiman, and he reminded me of something that I read years and years and years ago that's relevant to this. There's this old argument about how many types of stories there are. And depending on how you break it down, there's 5 basic plots, 7 basic plots. Heinlein got it down to 3. And it's actually not a bad trifecta. And looking through this particular lens, you can see what Lowell is doing. Heinlein's 3 story types were the brave little tailor, i.e. somebody wants something, they go after it, and are frequently out of their depth. Boy meets girl, romance. And the boy who learns better. That's the maturation story. Nathan Lowell and Neil Gaiman and sometimes Heinlein and frequently Douglas Adams write The Boy Who Learned Better. It's not that the stories are devoid of conflict, and the fact that there's not a lot of action in them actually doesn't have much to do with the amount of conflict in the story. What the stories are about are learning more about life, the transformation of the character through experience, and through deliberation sometimes, where the character learns better how to deal with the challenges that are besetting her in life, or learns to better understand the nature of the universe, or frequently, maybe most frequently, learns to better understand their own nature. Nathan Lowell has perfected this story form. Neil Gaiman, in a different way, has also perfected this story form. It's not the most popular way of telling a story, but of course, that's the appeal, isn't it? It means there's a gap in the market. I love writing these sorts of stories. It tends to be a major component of my own work, no matter how grandiose the rest of the set dressings are. Sometimes they're very quiet, conversational books like Down from 10 or The Resurrection Junket. Sometimes they're incredibly loud, brash books like Suave Rob or like the Joss Kyle books. And sometimes they're just pure adventure novels like Hadrian's Flight. But for me, the thing that hooked me about Heinlein's stories when I was a kid, the thing that hooked me about Gaiman's stories, the thing that hooked me about Stephen R. Donaldson's books, a constant theme running through all the books I love, especially Nathan Lowell, is that they are all stories of the boy who learned better. If you're not getting a response to your stories and you're trying to write that kind of story, there's 2 things I would suggest. First, run it by a different beta reader. If you've got someone who looks for sort of pulp adventure style excitement in their books, you're going to have a tough room where they're concerned. The second thing I would do is read back through the book that's getting this response and watch for whether the conflict is actually in line with the goal of the story. It's possible that you're telling 2 different stories at the same time and one or the other of them is not serving well. Particularly, it could be that the conflict that is showing up on the page is not conflict that's serving the story. It's just filling time. If you look at Lowell's books, every single incident in the books is doing one of 2 things. They're moments of revelation in which the character realizes that he has learned something, or they're moments of transition where the character is aggressively failing to learn, even though the universe is beating him over the head. The revelations can be grand, they can be tragic. The final revelation in the Solar Clipper series is a heartbreaker. And this is a J. Michael Straczynski thing from a monologue in the Babylon 5 episode Zahadum. All of life can be broken down into moments of transition and moments of revelation. The stories that Lowell writes are nakedly transition and revelation stories. There's no action to get in the way of the story. There's no periodic great buildup and release of tension that would typify a roller coaster. Instead, you have a slow and steady building of tension to a very quiet climax, but it's quiet like the building of a tsunami is quiet. So when it crashes on the shore, nobody heard it coming, and nothing's the same after. If you're doing this kind of fiction, the payoff needs to be that kind of transformative, because you're not getting the sound and the fury. You have to get the, you have to capture the subtle tectonic grand movements of the earth beneath the character's feet, or of the ground beneath their mental feet. So, yeah, that might help. I hope that that you wind up nailing it, because I love that kind of story and I really think the world needs more of them. So, go. Thanks for sending it in, and I'll see you tomorrow.
The Everyday Novelist is written by J. Daniel Sawyer and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and Kitty Nakian, and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions Incorporated. The text is copyright 2019 J. Daniel Sawyer, and the production is copyright 2019 Artistic Whispers Productions Incorporated. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license, and all other rights are reserved to their respective owners.
Join the conversation. Submit a question, leave a comment, or a creative death threat. Or find me at jdsawyeronminds.com or hit me at feedback@jdsawyer.net. We can't do it without you.